B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Wake up, Philadelphia!
No! God, please, no! No!
Time now for Morning Thoughts.
Hey, lady! Shut up! Will you just shut your trap?
Shut up!
Please go away. Let me sleep for the love of God!
Because... what were you thinking about this morning?
All right, so Connor, I apologize in advance because I could put you in a bad spot depending on how people view things.
Uh-oh.
In life.
What's going on here?
I'm sorry.
Okay.
So this morning, getting ready for the day. And one of the things I'm realizing about parenthood, right? I'm always finding out new things, good and bad and difficult and annoying or beautiful and lovely. And like, we took our family photos on the beach last Saturday.
Oh, that's nice.
And we saw the photographer, she did a fantastic job. She showed us some of the pictures just on her camera, right? And I was like, damn, they look beautiful. And that's something I'm going to have for the rest of my life, right? Like, that's really cool. But one of the things I'm noticing about parenthood is things pile up, okay? The stuff you don't want to do right away piles up because of, oh, I'm really busy right now. I'll do it later. That piles up. Because you're focusing so much on the baby. That piles up. Dishes pile up, right? Chores that you should be doing pile up. A lot of things pile up when you first have the baby. At least that's what I'm realizing, right? Especially that Chrissy's back at work. So it's just me from 3 until 6, right? And then I'm cooking dinner and all that kind of stuff. So things pile up, including laundry, because not only are we still changing clothes and taking showers and stuff, but the baby is going through an outfit, every 3 to 5 hours, right? Spits up and all that kind of stuff. You know, he's wet, right? You gotta change things. So what I try to do to avoid the pileup, right? I just do a load of laundry every day.
Really?
Every single day
you're doing laundry.
I'm running a load of laundry because I don't want to pile it up. Now, the thing that piles up the most is the clean laundry. We might not fold it right away. So there are some.
Then it gets wrinkly. Then you got to run it again.
Look at the shirt I'm wearing today.
I can't see. Stand up.
It's wrinkly.
Is it wrinkly?
I don't give a damn. All right. Like, this is a new shirt that has bacon neck. All right. Because it's been sitting balled up in a hamper. I don't really care, dude. I don't smell. That's all that, that's where my life is right now. I'm wearing my high school baseball shorts. Okay, like I don't really care right now. So the only thing that piles up in a good way is clean laundry, right? And I try to put it away, like if he's taking a nap, that kind of stuff. But what I'm noticing is I did things a lot differently, not only like pre-childbirth, but also like pre-living with my wife, at the time, fiance, at the time, girlfriend. Like towels. Women would use two towels. Because they got to do the hair thing and the body towel, right? She uses the towel once and throws it on the floor and is done with it.
So, one-use towel.
One-use towel.
You don't get multiple uses out of the damn towel? I use the same towel like 4 or 5 times in a row. And I think that's like I could get 2 weeks out of a towel.
So, well, that's why I felt bad that I was going to put you in a bad spot. So, I use a towel and hang it up. And so that I can use it again the next morning. But if I'm about to throw a load of towels in the wash because there's already some on the floor or in the hamper already, well, I might as well grab that one. Like, what's one more towel going to do? If anything, it's going to lead to another load of wash, so I might as well just wash it right now. So we got clean towels in the house constantly. So if you ever come over and you need to take a shower.
Fresh towels?
I got fresh towels for you.
Look at that. That's nice.
But I, like you, was a, I'll use this towel 3, 4, 5 times in a row. Is that disgusting?
Well, now, see, here's the
thing. That's what I'm asking you. Because I'm sure there are people.
Look at the guy across the glass from you today. I'm not really the right guy to be asking about what is cleanliness and what's not. But I said I could get 2 weeks out of a towel if I needed to. I normally wash the towel every 3 to 5 days. I have two towels that I rotate, so I always have a clean one.
Yes.
I could get 2 weeks out of a towel. The water cleans you. The towel dries you off.
Thank you. But it could, if it gets wet enough times, it might smell moldy. It's not moldy, but mildew.
I can't smell, though. So I wouldn't know. So I just kind of, I ride till the wheels fall off when it comes to the towel.
So, all right. So you, because I was like you, we're not alone, because a lot of people checking in on YouTube that they're 3 to 4 days in a row, 5 days in a row. Brandon just says, okay. So But I'm like realizing, like, is this how it should be? Using a towel one time? Because I'm washing towels every day now. I'm doing a load of wash every day.
No, have you seen that thing where it was like, I think Oprah came out and said like years ago that you should wash your sheets like every 2 days
or
something?
That ain't happening, Oprah.
No chance.
Oprah, that ain't happening. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe
unless,
you should.
Unless Oprah's getting busy. Oprah might be getting really busy if that's the case.
I don't think that's it. I think she's just got so many pairs of sheets and someone's doing her laundry because she's Oprah. But like, that's the thing. There's a lot of things you should do in life. Like, oh, this is not machine washable. I threw my backpack through the washing machine the other day. It's fine.
Why?
Because I went on a hike and I got sweat all over it. And I was like, I got to wash it so it doesn't
smell. You took your shirt off, didn't you?
Yeah, of course. I was on a hike. Oh, sue me. I can't take my shirt off in the woods. Come on.
You just want to show off. That's all you
There was no one else out there. I was sweating through my shirt and I only had one shirt and I didn't want to have like a drenched shirt for the ride back home. So, yeah, I took my shirt off.
But you drive shirtless.
No, I did that one time, and then a second time is a joke, and it became a whole thing.
Don't worry, I've done it before, too. Okay. I told you this. Yeah. I was visiting Christy in Bloomsburg when we were still in school, and like my truck's AC wasn't working, and I didn't want to show up like drenched.
No, sometimes
so
you didn't
I went.
Plan.
I drove shirtless up there.
But how often do you do your sheets then? If you're a towel like once a week guy, or like you can get 3 to 5 days out of a towel, a week out of the sheets too.
Sometimes more, because I'll be honest, dude, our dog sleeps in bed. So, like...
Yeah, so it's just going to get dirty. Like,
the fur's there. Like, it gets to a point where I just don't care. I try to be diligent about it, because there's nothing better than getting into a nice, fresh, clean bed. But sometimes the dog jumps in the bed before me, and it's like, it's not clean anymore, you know?
Yeah, but the water cleans you off. The towel dries you off. The towels are always clean.
But, dude, some people are saying 2 weeks. Connor mentioned 3 weeks. Not you, Connor. Connor Cordero goes 3 weeks with a towel.
That's a lot of weeks with a towel, man.
So, I was thinking about that this morning. That is my morning thought. Like, dude, how often should you clean your towels? Because I did not do it as frequently as I am now. It's just, you know, look, the baby clothes are so small, right? You shouldn't throw too much stuff in the load to wash, or it might not actually get clean. Baby clothes are so small that I might as well throw some of the thicker stuff in there. So I throw the towels in there with it.
You got to get Coop in the gym. Get him up to an XL so he starts taking up more laundry room.
He can't lift weights yet.
Are you sure? Have you tried?
He can barely lift his rattle, Connor.
Get him a lighter rattle. Got to work up to it.
My mother-in-law told me that like 2 weeks ago. And I was like, what? Am I going to go pick up rattles? Like, am I going to go to Target and go, this one's
just
lighter.
Get one of those, like, the cooking scales that go down to, like, the grams so that you just...
I'm not going to do that. Yeah, 3 weeks is pretty gross. I agree with you, Khalil. All right, Connor, what was your morning thought?
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
Mine is I've just got really good friends. I'm moving end of this month.
Okay.
And I was trying to schedule movers yesterday, and all of the places were either busy or were quoting me like an exorbitant, I can't even speak right now, a crazy amount. Yeah, that was the word I was going to say, but because it didn't come out, I picked the easier word. A crazy amount of money to move. So two of my buddies are going to help me move into my new apartment. And paying them in pizza and beer is a lot better than dropping $1,600 on a day of moving.
That is ridiculous. That much money.
Unbelievable.
It's totally stupid. I have retired from those days, though.
Wait, you're not going to help me move? You're one of the two friends.
Shoot, I'm sorry. I am busy.
I hadn't asked you yet, but
what
I assumed.
Day?
Friday.
Busy.
Thursday.
I got it the other thing.
Saturday?
I work Saturdays.
We'll make it work.
Yeah. Yeah, dude, I'm done with those days. I'd rather just pay the movers at this point. I'll do all the little stuff. Like, you knew what I did. You know, Cooper was in the NICU, so I made 3 trips a day from Manning to Sewell. Yeah. Like, I added a lot of mileage to the car. But the big stuff, I called a moving company, and, dude, they were awesome. And it was just, like, it was very easy. Made my life so much easier.
It's the preferred way.
I actually gave them beer. As a, like, well, I gave them tip money. But then I was like, you guys want a beer? Like, you guys worked hard. And they're like, yeah, dude, we would love one. So I still pay.
Do they have another job after? They're showing up to the next job sloshed. What happened? Oh, had a couple beers with the last guy. So
maybe. I'm sorry if they broke. I'm sorry if your stuff was broken by a moving company around April. Then that's my fault. I'm the reason why. My bad. You can call my boss. 610-632-0975. That is the number to climb it. I'm going to pick your brain as more the show goes on about the bachelor pad stuff.
Be careful in there. It's a dangerous place.
Because, like, I have found out that my wife is less cleanly than I am, and I was not good when it comes to, like, dishes and stuff. So I'm now, like, ADD about the dishes, where even if it's just throw it in the dishwasher, right? Like, she'll just leave it on the table. I'm like, jeez, like, I can't, you know. But, like, I'm bad with stuff, too. So I'm trying to figure out, like, what I have adapted from, what I've grown up from. And because you're still living the bachelor life, I need to see if you did some of the stuff that I, if you're doing some of the stuff I did.
Oh, I'm sure I did.
All right. And that's good. 610-632-0975. Ben Simmons, back in the news. And we're going to play you some audio at 11:30. Ben Simmons back in the news. And I'm not shocked. If it's true, even though he tweeted about it today, I'm not shocked. We'll talk about it next right here, 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.